This is Service Notes, your go-to podcast for all things service management.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Service Notes. Last week, we had a great discussion about various change models and how Rhonda found herself in the unexpected role of managing complex changes at a global and enterprise level. For Rhonda, people are at the heart of change management, and she knows that organizational change management is the secret sauce that makes it all happen. If you have not listened to part one yet, I highly recommend you hit pause and give it a listen. Don't worry, it's only 7 minutes long. Then come back here so we can dive into the rest of this episode. Trust me, you will enjoy listening to part one. This week, we are shifting gears. In this episode, I speak to Rhonda about her journey into service management, where she started, and how she ended up where she is today. So Rhonda, welcome back. Let's dive in. How did this amazing journey of yours begin?
It was very strange. I came out of a university with a communications and journalism degree and wanted to travel the world and write books about traveling the world. That was my goal at the time. And I didn't know anyone, though. I didn't have anybody to model, show me what that looked like. So I kind of was like, okay. And I happened to run into someone that said, hey, we need a tech writer. We need somebody who can write instructional design materials and actually go out and maybe even teach. And they knew I had a little bit of a background on the technical side because I would fix, you know, if we had a camera that broke down in the studio, I'd go fix it. So they knew I had that background. And so that's how I got into it. I started out going out into chemical facilities and learning what they did for a process. And that's where I really got into business process management, business process scoping, looking at their process and then going back and documenting it for them, documenting the steps, and then understanding the technical requirements. Because in the 90s and then the early 2000s, that's where I really got to get my hands on computing and machine computing, where you're talking about a distributed network controller, things like that. That's where I saw the most of that. It wasn't in my own business dealings with from the writing side. It was from the technical side of these companies. So that's where I really got intrigued by all this distributed networking. And I was like, networking sounds fascinating. And so started out actually giving them help by, they would call and say, hey, we see your name on this document. You wrote it. Can you help us? And I became my own self-standing help desk from there. Wow. And I'm like, this is something I want to know about. What is a help desk? And what do I do? And that set me on the path of the IT service management, ITIL course, the library, and really understanding where I wanted to go. And of course, back then it was, I think, version two. Version two had just come out, and I'm like, okay, I can do this. But I just saw a much bigger picture there, and it's been really exciting to watch it grow through the years and to be able to learn other frameworks that could go with it. And so as I became an assessor for pre-audits, being able to go in and use different frameworks with the IT service management and ITIL to actually be able to assess where an organization now is with their maturity. So kind of a full cert. I mean, just everything from the A to Z that you can imagine.
Yeah, you kind of just hung around. It's like, yeah, I'm doing the writing, I'm doing technical writing, I'm doing help desk now. I just want to stay and, you know, continue, because, you know, very recently you got your master's, right? That kind of shows the commitment to your career, that you love the space and you continued.
Yes, I completed my master of science in information technology with emphasis in IT service management. I want to say it was like 2013, 2014. So I got that from university, and I kept looking at it, and I'm like, but I really feel like I need that ITIL master. And it's taken me another almost 12, 15 years to get that, to finally get to the point where I've completed all those exams, gotten the certifications, and it kind of felt like a bit of a moving target because I was like, okay, I'm ready to do the ITIL master, and all of a sudden it's a whole different ball game, and I'm like, wait a second, they moved the goalpost. So that was kind of interesting. So I kind of had to do a mental reset to get back in the mindset of, okay, yes, this is what I want to do, and this is going to be my achievement that I finish. I have my master's from a university. I have my ITIL master's. I'm good. I should be able to go out there and do any of this across
with
the
your
board,
eye closed. So. Yeah, with eye closed, right? Because you kind of like can do it in your sleep. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
If you have enjoyed this episode, don't go anywhere because Rhonda and I have plenty more to discuss. Trust me, you won't want to miss that. What's coming next? Stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in to Service Notes. Until next time, stay well and take care. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.